This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
And what do you make of the tutors in that way? Are they helpful towards fulfilling your potential?
Yeah, David, our tutor, he's been very helpful. A few things that I've forgotten, he's picked up on and he's been able to explain them in a helpful way. So he's, like I said, I've got nothing bad to say, basically.
We have been talking entirely your experiences in the electrical industry and in ATL Centre in particular, but Lincoln, before you came to do your practical training, you were sent some materials and the virtual reality program.
Yeah.
I wonder, how did you find that and how did you manage to combine your studying commitments with your working life?
Like I said, it's been easier in a sense. I've got someone there who I'm working with every day. If I've got any questions, I can ask him. I don't always have to phone up Train for Trade Skills for any advice. Yeah, it's been a bit tough because my family, my girlfriend and two kids, they live in Milton Keynes. I've had to move to London for work reasons. So it's not been ideal, but it also gives me time in the evening to get on with my studying. But yeah, the course material that I've had has all been fine. Like you say, the virtual reality training, the scenario CDs, they've all been helpful because I can use that information when I go into the real world. I've been able to remember what I've done on the CD. Okay, picture things in your head. You walk into a house, you can figure out how something's wired because you've seen it on a computer. Now you're seeing it in the real world. It does help you. Whether you think it wouldn't or not, it does help you.
And do you have any tips for existing or perhaps potential students how they could do better and optimise in their training?
All I would say is whether you can or you can't, I probably shouldn't have taken an apprenticeship because financially I've got a girlfriend, I've got two children to support. I probably couldn't do it. But, you know, if you never try it, you'll never know. I took the decision to make a few sacrifices, a few cutbacks. You know, I've got financial constraints. I've got a bit of debt that needs to be paid off. But again, you know, if it's something you can do, I would definitely say give it a try. Try an apprenticeship role. I'm 24. Whether you're 25, whether you're 30. If you can take working under someone and looking at and learning from them and getting that experience, I find that invaluable, to be honest.
Yeah.
I've been on jobs where I've had nothing to do personally except watch my brother-in-law working. Mm-hmm. And just watching someone working and watching someone working neatly and watching someone doing a good job, that teaches me more than, you know, reading what's in a book because I've seen it put into practice.
Mm-hmm. So practical training can never be replaced by any theory.
No, I would say definitely. You know, it's one thing David, our tutor, showing us how to put in, you know, how to wire a lighting circuit. It's another thing doing it yourself.
And what is the big plan for you after you finish your course and become fully qualified? Would you like to run your business? I know some people, they want to be self-employed. What's the plan for you, Lincoln?
Obviously, that's the greater picture, but as I've learned from other people, you've got to take things slowly. You know, like I said, I've got a little bit of debt that I need to tend to. And once that's out of the way and financially and family life's all fine, then I can look to, you know, maybe starting a business, possibly with my brother-in-law, possibly on my own, possibly with someone else, who knows. But I'll just take things slowly.
Well, Lincoln, that sounds like a perfect plan for you. And we wish you best of luck in finishing your course and setting up your successful business one day. Thank you very much for joining us today.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.